Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I bet there's frost on your rod this morning, Mac Morey. You seem like an open window guy this time of year and just fight it throughout the night. I couldn't do it.
Turn the heat on last night, Dusty.
Did you
really? I didn't tell you that.
Yesterday.
But
you guys with those women in your house. I'm kidding.
No. That's what we got. The kids got. Jen was cold last night, which is, you know, shocking because she's going through the change, if you will. So we're, you know, there's always.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Warm, and then she's like, gotta put the heat on.
God bless you, man. Menopause and two ladies.
Two teenage girls and a wife going through the change. If you go to church, please say a rosary.
Are you going to 119th?
Both. Yeah. When they build the apartments there and their Royals apartments, Bob Fesco is going to sign his name on a lease.
Hey, man.
Hey, look, I always told Tammy at the West, and I said, look, when the girls get to be teenagers, I'm moving in, right?
You're there.
Oh, I'm there. Yeah. So, and everybody thought that was a joke at the time. No, I'm dead serious about that. So Tammy, get the room ready. Chad, get the room ready. I'm coming down. I'm moving in.
In the jungle, you must wait until the dice roll 5 or 8. You better roll that 5 or 8, Bob.
Yeah, well.
But no, it was a little frosty this morning. I kind of liked it. Kill those little, like, those little piss ants or whatever those bugs are.
Those stink bugs.
Those are everywhere.
Ugh. Everywhere.
Can't kill them. They'll stink. Headed out to fish. Got my pole ready. There you go.
Nice.
It's going to be a little frosty, True Green Thumb. Going to be a little frosty.
Where are you going fishing this morning?
Good question. Somebody says Buenos Dias. Buenos Dias.
Buenos Dias is correct.
Yeah.
It is a good day. It's going to be sunny out.
Yeah, oh yeah.
The weekend's going to be a mess. Friday, it's supposed to start raining, and it's not going to stop till next Wednesday.
Hell yeah.
That's perfect for a Sunday with no Chiefs.
Yeah.
Stay in.
Stay
watch
in,
football.
Sit around, yep. Do nothing. Yep. Yeah. No,
I'm okay with that.
You're all right with that? Yeah.
I kind of need that weekend.
Yeah, tonight
I'm ready for
is
that.
My first chili night.
Oh, you're doing the chili tonight.
Yeah, last night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, my little sister made it. It was fantastic.
How was it?
So good.
Yeah.
Cornbread and chili.
I'm just off the chili game right now.
I get it.
I know I've been dealing with indigestion for the last couple of days and whatnot. Like he said chili this morning. I'm like, oh, God, I am old. It's going to repeat on me for hours.
Upset stomach, diarrhea.
Yeah, well, you do. I mean, last night I was telling him I ate bland pasta with some butter on top just because I don't know.
What are you, six?
Yeah. I felt like 6 years. Like, I'm not hungry. Like, I'm not craving anything. I don't want anything. Nothing sounds good, but you're hungry and you need something to eat.
You need sustenance.
I just looked and I'm like, God, nothing just sounds good right now. I'm in that kind of mode where I'm hungry, but nothing. Like, I ate 2 protein bars yesterday. That's where I am right now.
Two
protein bars, a ham sandwich, and a bowl of dry pasta, basically.
Love it.
Yeah, I'm 9 all over again.
Exactly.
Carb up, you know? God. I did the old American Cubano last night.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Oh, Cuban sandwiches are money, dude. Like, so I don't know.
I didn't have any pork, and I didn't do ham, so I did oven-roasted turkey, went to Hy-Vee and knocked it all out. Yeah. Sourdough bread was on sale, nailed that. And then a little side of broccoli cheddar soup.
Nice.
Yeah. So what kind of meat did you put on it if you didn't do any pork and ham?
The oven roasted
turkey.
Yeah, I did turkey, Bijan Robinson mustard, pickles, and I did a combination of Swiss and mild cheddar.
Oh, yeah.
Sourdough.
You pressed it on the sandwich press, or did you
just
use
the skillet.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And then put the top on it to kind of push it down, flipped it, had a nice, you know, those ASMR where it's like the It was like that was the top of it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because it was a good day last night, or it was a good night last night. Basketball was bad.
Hello, America.
How about the how about the first game?
Double OT. Wow.
SGA
so awesome.
Was nowhere to be found until the fourth quarter, and boy, was he ever present after that.
And then pulled up Michael Jordan at the end and hit 2 free throws to win a game, man.
That was cool as well.
Yeah, that was.
And then we were talking about betting the NBA, right? I called my shot yesterday. I was like, you know what I'm going to do? Luka Doncic.
Yep.
Triple-double.
One away.
9 rebounds.
That's right.
9 rebounds.
Of course he did. Yeah, you just knew that was going to happen.
It was 43 points, 12 rebounds, 9 assists.
Yep, and they lost. And that's the best part about the whole thing is that the Lakers lost, right?
You know, Mac was loving it.
Yeah.
He woke up this morning with a smile on his face. Lakers lost.
Lakers
hell
lost.
Yeah.
Week 1 of the season, man.
Upset
day
already?
1. And look, we're already making like snap judgments on the NBA and what's going to work and what's not going to work. This thing in Houston's not going to go right. Of course it's not. We all know that.
I think they looked great.
But they lost. It doesn't, you know, they lost. It's not going right. I mean, did you see the way that they ran off the court right before the banner ceremony?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
like, not happy at all and all that kind of stuff. Ran off the court, stormed off the court. And, you know, you're not going to sit out there for any of that. But I like how they rubbed it in the face of, you know, Kevin Durant last night, too. I thought that was good. And then there was one time where, you know, I think it was like about a 95-86 or 95-90 lead or whatever it was. And Kevin Durant was out there mean mugging on the court, you know, at one point late in the third quarter last night. And so he was kind of dialed in. There was a lot of drama surrounding that game last night. And that's good. But now you get to the regular season. It's like regular season baseball, I would assume, for you guys. Opening day is a big deal. Everybody's excited for that. And then the season starts, and we'll see you, you know, in the postseason. We'll see you, you know, later in the year.
Yeah, if Houston can do their job, unlike they did last year, they lost in the first round of the Western Conference playoffs, that should be your Western Conference finals, right? Like, that should be Houston, Oklahoma City. Let's do that 7 times in, what, July?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So we'll see you in August.
Let's get that. And then tonight at 6 o'clock, you could have your Eastern Conference finals. It could be the Knicks and Cavaliers as they'll play at night at 6. Blinds open?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit for that tonight.
Smidge.
Yeah, I do want to see a little bit of that because, obviously, I want to see how the Knicks respond after what a crazy offseason that was. And, Mac, do me a favor, and I heard this yesterday, and I have not had the opportunity, and I kept forgetting to look it up. Find out what job Tom Thibodeau was offered that he turned down, please, Mac, because I'm hearing that, like, Tom Thibodeau was offered some sort of job or whatever, but he was afraid to take it because he wants to screw the Knicks for every dollar that they owe him. And so I guess he's kind of been like seeked out for jobs and whatnot, but he's like, nope, I'm not doing anything like that because if I take it, then it's going to cut into the $30 million that I'm owed from the Knicks. So I think that's a real great case study for a team that did well and then end up firing their coach because they thought they could have done better, but it's a franchise that hasn't done anything since the 1970s, you know? And it would be like, you know, after 2017 or whatever, the Chiefs firing Andy Reid and trying to hire somebody else. That would have made no sense whatsoever. And so I'm just interested to see what the Knicks are going to do. I'm interested to see what Cleveland's going to do as well and how they're, you know, going to bounce back after losing in the NBA Finals last year. Is it going to be a good season for them? Because I know if you're in Cleveland right now, you're done talking about the baseball team. Clearly the football team is a non-starter there. And so they've got this NBA team. So I hope for them they get some good action early. But I think that's going to be a good one tonight.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with the Knicks this year, because the biggest story that involves the Knicks is a story that I don't know if it happens or not, but a lot of people think it will happen. Watching the Herd yesterday, Colin gave his like top five predictions of the story. He says the most underrated team of the year will be the Orlando Magic. The MVP of the season will be Luka Doncic. And then he says that at one point this year, Giannis mm-hmm. will be traded from Milwaukee to the New York Knicks.
I think that's absolutely happening. That's the drama that we love in sports.
He's going to a major market.
Yes, exactly.
So he's either going to go to, I mean, I don't think he's going to go to Boston. I think they're just kind of going to ride it out, maybe be what, an 8-7 seed
you
this
take
year.
The year off, if you will. I use air quotes if you're Boston, yeah. Right?
And then there's the Lakers, there's the Knicks. I don't know if Ballmer's got any tree planting ideas that he could maybe.
Well, Ballmer's probably needs to lay low right about now. You know,
say it, Maloney's.
Yeah,
with your brother. That's a twin brother. Yeah, pretty damn cool.
Both the way they look and act, it's the same guy. I love pizza rolls. Yeah, get the pizza rolls.
Right,
and then you got Ballmer. Yeah, let's pay these guys illegally, allegedly. Woo!
Yeah, and this was last night's the OKC Indy.
Looking, they get it to Jabari Smith. His toss to the wind. No good! And the Thunder with an opening night victory.
Thunder and the Lightning. That was great to see basketball back. And like you said, it is kind of similar to opening day, right? Like you get the opening antics, you get all that. And the next day, obviously in baseball, they take off because in case there's like cancellation with weather, there's certain games.
Right.
And then you kind of loosely follow throughout the rest of the season. And depending on where your team goes in the first month, you're attached to your detached from it.
Yeah.
But the cool thing about last night was the fact they brought back the greatest to do it. Michael Jordan sat down mm-hmm. with Mike Tirico. It will be a series of little interviews throughout the season. And last night it was a pretty cool story that he told with Mike Tirico.
Do you ever pick up a ball and just shoot?
I haven't picked up a ball in years.
No, come on. Just like walk past. There's got to be a hoop somewhere at your place.
You don't see a hoop anywhere around here, right?
I don't. Wait, seriously, the last time you picked up a basketball and shot it?
I was at the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
And I rented a house from the owner.
Sure.
He came over to do pictures. He had grandkids, and I was meet and greet, and thank him for allowing me to stay in the house, and he had a basketball court. He says, I want you to shoot one free throw. I said, really? And I already paid for the house. It's not like he got to see me. So when I stepped up to shoot the free throw, that's the most nervous I've been in years.
Stop it.
In years.
Stop it, come on.
And reason being is those kids heard the stories from the parents about what I did 30 years ago.
Right.
So the expectation is 30 years prior, and I haven't touched the basketball.
I hope you swished it.
Absolutely.
It's so good.
I want more.
Yeah. And you're going to get more, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like that's going to be a series that we see all season long, right?
Yeah.
And I hope like they do a good job of tweeting them out, because there will be games that people aren't watching and they run that kind of stuff.
Oh,
and you're like, man,
sure.
I missed that. I wanted to see that from Jordan.
That's
love that.
That's why it was 2 minutes. That's why that
three
whole
minutes.
Thing was 3 minutes.
Yeah,
that's why, because it's a clip.
Yep,
that's
exactly.
Two or three clips right there.
I love it. I love the
Gold's
fact that they're
pissed.
Doing that way. Well, Alex gets mad about everything.
It is a little bit annoying.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It gets you to continue to watch. I don't know if you saw the story yesterday. NBC is already saying, look, we've overextended on the NBA. We're getting our ass kicked on this.
Yeah.
We've got to find ways to get people to the television screen. People in my generation that may not be NBA fans, we're all Jordan fans. That was compelling last night. Like, I was
locked
in. That
has nothing to do with why it's annoying, but I agree. I was locked in, too.
But
he's
that's
captivating.
Why they're doing that,
No,
though.
I get
yeah.
that.
They
but
need
again,
you to watch, otherwise they're screwed.
They sold us on this MJ thing. They're going to milk an interview for 82 games. It's
yeah.
a little
I
annoying.
I see what you're
that's
saying
all
from
I'm
that.
Saying,
you
yeah.
thought he was going to be more of a presence. You thought he was not to a Shaq level or anything like
no,
that.
No, but
you thought he'd be more involved.
Maybe, hopefully, in the playoffs, we'll get one live appearance. That's what I'd love.
Yeah.
One live MJ appearance, not just a milked interview. But I will be captivated. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I was locked in.
Locked in on that.
I told Bob my TV didn't change the channel from 5:30 to 9:30.
So, you know, I was thinking that, too. 4 hours, I was in.
Yeah, and he, you know, we were at soccer until 6:30, freezing our tails off last night.
Yeah,
and
man, that was cold.
It was.
Boy, what a week can make.
Yeah. last week, we were sweating our you-know-whats off, and then yesterday, we're all wrapped in blankets watching this stuff, what we do for our children, right? But I think, you know, watching that last night and watching the Jordan stuff, because, you know, I got home and Dusty's like, dude, look in the sky. There's a green comet. I'm like out there looking for this green comet. I never did find it. And
it's quick. It'll happen for the next like week or so, but it's in the northwestern part.
Northwest. I got a tree and then
find Orion's belt right after sunset and watch it go.
Okay. I'll be out there trying to look for that. And it goes east to west.
West to east.
Okay. I'll have to look for that tonight. Remind me.
It's great. And
so I'm sitting out there looking for this comment. It's halftime, and then Dusty's like, oh my God, this Jordan thing was awesome. And of course, it's on the internet right away. And I'm like, all right, cool. I got to see this with Jordan's. And legitimately locked in to this thing and wanting more. And I think they've done a great job with that, with you wanting more, because you're going to get more people back to the thing to see what Michael Jordan's going to have to talk about and say, because he is the greatest of all time. And like, if NBC's already losing their ass on this, NBA deal, they got to get as many people and eyeballs there as they possibly can. So they're going to milk everything to get you to the table. But I thought the beginning of the NBC game was great last night. The retro style of stuff. I was telling Dusty, I was like, when they were showing the 90s guys, I legitimately had that endorphin high watching the 90s guys. And then today's guys came on and I immediately just came right down. I'm like, I'm not.
I love how they had the banner in front of the teammates and they could all touch it.
That was great.
And then they took an unnecessary shot at Nick Collison or at Cole Aldridge. Like, Cole Aldridge is the only banner up there. And then Reggie's like, I think at some point he's going to have some more company.
Or Nick Collison. Nick Collison.
Like, Nick Collison's the only guy up there. He's like Garth Brooks at the Sprint Center.
Isn't that crazy that Nick Collison is the only guy? Like, you can't retire Durant or Harden.
Oh, they will. That's the discussion they had last night. They said Westbrook will be up there. Durant will be up there.
Yeah, Westbrook for sure.
And then Westbrook of all three should be, because he stayed the longest.
And then Reggie was like, I think you'll also see Harden up there. And Tirico just like went quiet. And he's like, you disagree with that, Mike? He's like, well, there's some things that go involved with that, but maybe one day it'll be up there. Who knows? And then they were like, there'll probably also be a couple more championship banners up there as well.
Probably.
Plus, SGA will be up there in 10 years.
Oh, SGA,
now.
Yeah. I mean,
that whole big three will be up there probably, dude.
But
no, KD should be up there.
I think so?
For sure.
It's like the Tyreek Hill discussion here. I think he should be in the Ring of Honor for the Chiefs for what he did on the field. Terrible off the field, obviously. But on the field, I think, he deserves that. But I mean, there are people who aren't in the Ring of Honor in certain places because of the way that they left. It just happens that way.
Right. And I think before we go to break, I think the three things with an added bonus thing of the Michael Jordan interview that I loved. Number one, the obvious. Hadn't picked up a basketball in 30 years.
And what I just want to weigh in real quick on that. People don't understand, once athletes are done, the majority of them are done. They don't really like playing the sport. They're just good at it. And I experienced that with Joe Carter when he quit and said he didn't realize baseball games were this long. So many former athletes don't watch the sport or play the sport ever again because that was their job. That was their living, and they moved on from that.
The second thing is how he tells the story where I did it because these kids' parents told them all the stories, and these kids never even saw Michael Jordan. I mean, I barely saw Michael Jordan play basketball. And Mac never saw Michael Jordan play basketball unless it was for the Wizards randomly.
Did you see him even play for the Wizards? I mean,
do you remember that?
Do you remember that?
Yeah. And then the third thing is that he's just like, well, I hope you made the free throw. Of course.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And then the fourth part about it that I'll add to it is the fact that I think Michael Jordan has kind of like the minister/priest method with like, once you're done with the church, you stay away because people will gravitate towards you for the message. This is a new game of basketball. If Michael Jordan goes in there, people will just always be like, well, Jordan. It's like, well, there are athletes in this game today that are absolute bona fide studs that should be entertaining, should be watchable. And if Jordan's there kind of tainting that sort of attention, we're just going to go back to, well, do you remember when he was on the Bulls? Like, yeah, that was 40 years ago.
Yeah, but we still do that even if he's not there. Everything is Jordan LeBron.
And Jordan doesn't want to do it. He's not that guy. He doesn't take the retirement tour for 10 years that we see some people do.
Right.
That can't just kind of give it away. And so I thought that was
cool. PR guy? Wait.
Sometimes. Yeah. Coming up on the other side, Stand By Your Man, a great song. That's Woody Johnson's mentality right now. But there's one person that I don't think anybody in New York is standing by. Coming up next on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Leo Chanel, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Today we'll get to our Fesco and Dusty poll question created by Mac Morey. So if you have a problem, at Mac period Morey at odyssey.com.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, well, BS.
I like the period Morey, not dot Morey. Mac dot Morey. Mac yeah, period Morey.
It is both, right?
It is both. Yeah. You know, it's amazing since that commercial, what's that, about 2 years ago now that thing originally got rolled out. Mm-hmm. Do you know how many times I say that now in life? Like, it can be both. I think that was a good commercial for, like, everybody to realize, like, you may think something's blue. I may think something's white. There's a very good opportunity that it is both, and it's okay to view it that way. Uh-huh. But now we got to take a hard stance. Wow, I'm finding morals in a Miller Lite commercial.
Better believe it. 96 calories per can, dude.
2 years later, man.
Let me tell you something about that Miller Lite commercial. That was a really good message they were trying to send.
Been trying to tell you for years about Miller Lite.
It was my beer of choice back in the day, man. 30-pack, that was nothing on a Friday.
Max 76ers and Celtics. You guys are favorites.
Wow.
You like that?
That's surprising.
Well, I'm not surprised about that. Who did you compare the Philadelphia 76ers to? The Dallas Cowboys yesterday? Was that your comparison? They're the Dallas Browns of the NBA?
76ers?
Yeah. I think that's who you compared them to.
Was that who the Cowboys?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
I compared him to someone. I did, didn't I?
Somebody compared them. I think you said it was Dallas or something.
I can't remember. Damn, yeah. I did have a decent comparison.
Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, that fits well. It's just a circus.
The Chargers,
it's a clown
maybe.
Show.
Maybe I said it was the Chargers. Just win the offseason every year.
Every year. But did the Philadelphia 76ers win the offseason this year?
Some people think that they're going to be good this season.
Yeah, well, they think that every – again, yeah. There you are, the San Diego Chargers. Yeah. That's who it is. The Philadelphia 76ers are the San Diego Chargers.
And they're going to get hurt. They're not going
to. You think Embiid's going to play more than 45 games?
I was literally going to say 45 is a good spot to put it at.
That guy, he's stealing money, that yep. guy. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about athletes that steal. Joel Embiid is a thief when it comes to stealing money. That guy does nothing for his cash.
So the NFL, right? I think there is 6 jobs that will become vacant.
It's about right, yeah.
And I don't think the New York Jets is going to be one of them.
No, it's not.
I agree.
No, it's not.
Now, Woody Johnson spoke to the media yesterday in what looked like Tammy's office at the Westin.
They're at the meetings for the owners or something. Yeah. Stole sidebar.
Well, it's mid-season meetings,
so we'll get rules changes starting for next year or whatever they're going to talk about. Awarding a Super Bowl to
Tables.
Vegas. Yeah, that's right, yes. Why did Woody Johnson – why does he always wear that hat? Has he got plugs or something?
He loves that hat, man.
That's just like his. Is that faux his pas? Thing? Is okay. that the right word?
No, it's no. his. It's his drip, I guess.
He's got those ice cream drip. If he comes out in ice cream drip shorts and socks, got that bucks.
He's got that Riz going on for a 60-year-old man who clearly looked at the Madden ratings yesterday. Because, boy.
But yeah, so Woody Johnson spoke to the media, and he had this to say about his coach and maybe his quarterback.
What's your confidence level in Aaron to turn it around?
Yeah. Well, it looks like he's turning around parts of it. You know, it's hard when you have a quarterback with, you know, okay. with a rating that we've got. You know, he has the ability, but something just is not jiving. But if you look at any head coach with a quarterback like that, you're going to see similar results if you go across the league. Have to play consistently at that position, and that's what we're going to try to.
So if you're Justin Fields, book a Southwest flight anywhere but there. I think Sammy Kershaw had a great song in the 90s called I Want a Ticket Anywhere But Here.
Yeah.
So
want to get away?
Yeah, literally. Also, if you had Woody Johnson dropping the word jiving on your bingo card, plus 7,000.
That's
there.
Right. He also went on to say that if we could complete a pass, it would look a lot different. I mean.
Yeah, so I don't think Aaron Glenn's going to get fired. They are 0-7.
Yep.
But again, what are we doing? I don't think that he's lost control, But, I mean, I do think there are going to be jobs that are going to be open. Now, Daboll needs to cool it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got his piece. He's got Jackson Dart. There's a different aura in that area. But we've seen him. If we're going to sit here and bitch about how Travis Kelce was always complaining, haven't seen much of that now that they're kind of back in right. rhythm. And Chris Jones, all that. Daboll's trying to fight his team physician, going nuts, putting his head in the blue tent, even right. though that's funny. You can't do it. And then, you know, breaking chairs and getting pissed at your defensive coordinator. Like, that eventually is going to be like, all right, this guy kind of sucks. Like, I don't want to play for this guy. So right. he's just got to chill, and he'll keep his job. But I don't think, which is maybe a weird take to have in week 8 of the NFL season, neither New York job will be vacant by the end of the year. I think they'll bring both those guys back because of what they have. They need a quarterback. And is it going to be Tyrod Taylor this week for the Jets? Is
yeah,
that
probably,
right?
yeah.
They play Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm. But the kid from Louisville is not Louisville, Indiana, is moving up the charts. Like, he could be the number one pick in the draft for the Jets as their quarterback. So they could get their quarterback in the draft, but then you have to answer the question, do you trust Aaron Glenn with this guy? Or do you have to go out and get a real offensive coordinator like Washington did when they hired Cliff Kingsbury to pair with Jaden Daniels? You know, okay, we got our defensive guy in, you know, Dan Quinn. Let's go get a real offensive coordinator to help this quarterback. That's what the Jets are going to have to do if they draft that quarterback number one. They need a real offensive coordinator with a real offensive mind that can make that guy's transition to the NFL seamless and have that guy have success. Because right now, I don't think they have the infrastructure in New York with the coaches on the offensive side to have that kind of success. As we're seeing right now, they can't throw a pass, you know?
Right. So there's already one vacancy available in the NFL, and that's in Tennessee.
Yep.
That's one. If there's going to be five more, a quick discussion before we get into some Chiefs content here. But if that's one, you got to think, I would think that the Browns are going to move on. Maybe that's just me. I don't know for, you know, a fact on that. But I would assume Tennessee's open. Miami's going to open. There's a chance Arizona's going to move on from Gannon.
I think there's a better chance Arizona opens than Miami does, in my opinion. I think they're going to get rid of the quarterback in Miami. Sure seems like the owner wants it to work with this coach.
I think it's a clean house in Miami. I think GM's gone, head coach, quarterback, all three.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it's a reset.
I think it's a total, a total reset.
I don't disagree with that, but I just, the things that the owner's saying, he likes this guy and whatnot, and so I don't know.
You
know?
Depending on where Cincinnati goes the rest of the season, Zach Taylor's on a hot seat. I think that Pete Carroll might have
a one-and-done
situation in Vegas. Outside of that, I don't know, depending on where the rest of the seasons go. But other than that, I mean, that's five jobs right at the top of my head. And then the one that's the curveball is Baltimore.
Yeah.
Which we can get into that a little bit later because they're pulling they're showing you the signs. No more games, no more ping pong tables, no more this. We were distraught after the Buffalo game. The Kansas City loss broke us. Mm-hmm. We've lost all control. Lamar Jackson still not practicing even after a bye, the hamstring and whatnot.
And he's out buying all that Chinese food last night and everything. Yeah, the internet's going crazy with Lamar. What's he doing with all that food? He was genuinely happy to get those styrofoam containers full of fried rice last night. You got to look at the video.
He might have been in my garage.
You never know.
The Comet. You know, what do you think I was doing looking at the Comet at 7:45 at night?
Yeah,
I'm surprised I could see it. But that's the Jets situation. They've got to get Justin Fields out of there, and then we'll see what the fight and the sort of attitude is for the big green out there in New York, because hearing Woody Johnson say that, who's never been shy about telling you what he's going to do, sounds like he does not like the quarterback and sounds like he is okay with Aaron Glenn because of what he's done with parts of the team.
The defense actually is playing pretty good for the Jets.
No, they have a decent defense.
And this is how you stay with a guy.
Yeah.
You hired this guy.
Right.
Like, stick with him.
Stick with him for a while. You want to be the Titans?
Yeah. This is what the Titans do.
It's okay to take a coach that didn't do good in his first year. You made the comparison to Dan Campbell last
3-13-1
You know, how was Andy Reid his first year in Philadelphia? Mm-hmm. Not that great, right? And you stick with these guys. You allow them. But in this world, it's week one. We want everybody fired, quarterbacks replaced, this guy fired, that guy. It's week one, folks. What are we doing? We need to calm down. So we live in an era where we immediate type stuff. And we don't want to give, you know, people an opportunity. We'll really see where the Jets are with Aaron Glenn, I think, in the next 2 weeks. If they start trading a lot of guys on this team, that tells you they are with Aaron Glenn. They're trying to move guys out. Like, when you take over as a coach, you got to find out who's on your side, right? Is this an Aaron Glenn guy, or is this a guy who's not doing anything because he liked the other guy? You got to move those guys out, and you've got to find your guys that are buying into what you do. And if you can't do that, then, you know, you got problems.
Speaking of something that you can do, I think the Chiefs have another chance, and maybe for a third week in a row, where they can really put it on a team. Washington's banged up. I don't know if you've watched the reports on that side of the sphere of what this game is. Obviously, the Chiefs are healthy. They're moving forward. The offense is clicking. But if Daniels is out and one of their receivers can't play, whether that's Debo or Scary Terry, they're not in. That affects that offense because then it's Marcus Mariota.
Mm-hmm.
And this offense, which is clicking and vibing well, they could put up 30 again for what is that? The one, two, three, fourth time in 5 weeks, right? The 28 in Jacksonville, they didn't put up 30, but they could have easily, yep. But they didn't. It's not on there.
Right.
But you look at what's going on with Washington outside of what might be an injury-prone team. Again, four times you could put up 30 in 5 weeks. That's insane. They have the number one offense from all measurements in the last 5 weeks of the NFL season, points per game, yards per game, all that sort of stuff. They have 126 points in the last 4 weeks. That's a 31.5 average for the Kansas City Chiefs. Again, for those of you that think I talk too fast, 126 points in the last 4 weeks. That's a 31.5 average. That's nuts. That's when people talk about Detroit and their explosive offense, those are the type of numbers. Washington, by the way, is 21st or worse in every major statistical category on defense, 27th in yards per game, 25th in passing yards given up a game, and they're giving up 24 a pop. So they're giving up 24 points. That's 21st in the NFL, not the just the NFL, obviously. Mm-hmm. With a backup quarterback and a defense like this, this screams a lot of mismatches. This seems a lot of like keep it going and then walk into Buffalo full cylinder riding high. You put up 30 points in four out of the last 5 weeks going into Buffalo, which again, another defense that locks down passing but doesn't lock down running, and the Chiefs could really show their true colors again this week on Monday night against Washington and keep going with this run.
Yeah, and I love that. I love that way to look at this thing. Again, it's not who you play, it's when you play them, and the Chiefs are getting the Washington football team at the exact right time with everybody banged up. I saw a tweet from, I think it was somebody over at Barstool, and they had this tweet. They go, I go to one Monday night Washington game on the road a year, and I got these great tickets earlier in the year to this Chiefs game and whatnot, and now we're going in with a backup quarterback, no weapons and no defense. Great. I'm excited about rolling into Arrowhead. And so you got to feel like from the other side, they're kind of defeated at this. And what is today? Wednesday. So we're still a day. Well, it's Tuesday in the NFL. Yes. Tuesday. Yes. Tuesday in the NFL. So kind of an off
for
day
us.
For us. So everybody will kind of get kicked into gear for the Monday night game tomorrow and whatnot, but all the chatter is going to start. The Chiefs have an opportunity again to go out there and do some really awesome things. And just to keep stacking great games like this and continue to go out there and build that offensive confidence. We were looking at NFL Network. Bashard Smith now has had four straight games with 20 or more receiving yards, guys. It's told you that happening. Guy was going to be pretty good in the offense. It just takes a little bit of time. And now you've got all your weapons back. Bashard Smith can be an even bigger factor in this offense right now because if everybody's covering all the wide receivers and the tight ends, oh, there's number 24. Just dump it off to him behind the line of scrimmage and let him run. Be that former wide receiver that he was. You know he can catch passes. That may go down as one of the best draft picks we've seen in the last couple of years for the Chiefs as this season continues to move on. I mean, if he's getting you 20-plus yards per game in the passing game, that's a hell of a production from a seventh-round running back, guys. I mean, that's a great, great, great find, by Brett Veach and company. They seemingly do it all the time when it comes to that running back position. Pacheco in the seventh round. We had the, who were the two guys, in the Super Bowl area? Darrell Williams and Damian Williams, We had those guys. I mean, it's no-name running backs to come in here and seemingly have success. I mean, we're doing it again with Bashard Smith. It's awesome, man. It's great to see. Yeah.
Let him run the ball a bit next time.
He got Kareem Hunt at Toledo.
Yeah.
Binkley in about 10 minutes. Yep. But before we get to him.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
That's right. Fesco and Dusty poll on Wednesday. We ask the question once a week. This week's question is, who's the biggest competitor for the Chiefs in the AFC? Bills, Colts, Chargers, Broncos. Chargers, 0% votes.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because they're not a contender.
It's today. Yeah. Out of 48 votes so far this morning, we'll run this poll all morning. Obviously, the Bills lead the way still, 47.9, followed by the Colts at 37.5, Broncos at 14.6, Chargers with a goose egg.
Zero.
That's accurate.
Who would you vote for?
Bills.
I voted Colts.
You voted Colts? Wow. You're going to go Bills?
Mm-hmm.
I would probably still vote Bills. Now, I have a right to change my decision as we continue to get more information, right? Like, as of right now, I would say the Bills, but I told you guys after week one, I'm like, there's something not right about that team up there in Buffalo with a defensive performance. I mean, they broke Baltimore, obviously, but they still gave up 41 points and needed to score like 40 in the fourth quarter like the Broncos did the other night, you know, to come back and win. I'm not in on the Broncos. I'm not in on the Chargers. The Colts, to me, man, I got PTSD with Daniel Jones. Like, I just can't buy into them right now.
What do we need to know about this group that maybe we didn't know going into the year?
I don't know. Sounds like y'all didn't know much, but
okay. Yeah, you were like one of the worst quarterbacks. It was run out of town. Like, you were cut mid-season last year, DJ.
Sounds like y'all didn't know much.
Yeah, so I'm not sure I'm ready to buy into the Colts, but if they keep winning and that matchup at Arrowhead becomes like a first-place showdown, so to speak, for the number one seed, then maybe I do have to buy into the Colts. But the Bills, as of right now, I'm out on the Colts.
The Bills haven't allowed over 24 points since that week one performance. So at some point, you got to let that go.
Yeah,
that's some fair. Point, yeah. That's all I'm going to say.
They stink. I'm not a Bills fan.
No, that's fair. Yeah. I'm just saying the defense has done all right.
Wild question. Would Minnesota be better if Daniel Jones stayed?
No.
You mean, because he was on the team. Yeah,
dude.
Yeah,
Kevin
I don't
O'Connell,
think so.
Man, he changed him.
This year, for sure, they don't have a QB.
Passion of the Connell.
Yeah, they don't have a QB right now.
Right. Well, and they don't know if they actually do want to trust JJ.
It's true. Yeah.
Like, and they got Carson Wentz out there who looks horrible.
Well, he looked terrible. I mean, remember, 1 yard is all I needed, and we barely got that last year. Okay.
I don't know. Sounds like y'all didn't know much.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. You finally found success after 10 years of stealing money in the NFL, Daniel.
He wasn't terrible for the Giants, was he?
He had one good year, one and season. He got paid off that Minnesota playoff win. And that's what you had to do at that time.
He's not Tua. Yeah. That might be the worst contract in football history.
Oh, no.
Outside of Deshaun.
Yeah, Deshaun. Nothing will ever beat that contract. Well, let the Browns rest a little bit. They'll probably do something else.
Sounds like y'all didn't know much.
Daniel Jones, man.
Daniel Jones talking smack. See, I told you I was good. It took you 10 years to get there.
Well.
Daniel, arriving tonight on a plane.
Can't wait. What's Thursday night? Chargers and Vikings?
Yeah, I think that's right.
And the Chargers-Vikings?
And the Chargers are wearing their Natron Means jerseys.
Oh, nice.
Locked, cocked, and ready to rock.
No doubt about it. Again, you can go to the Fesco and Dusty poll question. Who's the biggest competitor for the Chiefs in the AFC? That is on X. Bills, Chargers, Broncos, Colts. Coming up on the other side, you know what it is. 6:45 on a Wednesday. He's Jay Binkley on 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City Sports.
Juice all over the place.
This is Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Don't forget, the text line always here to remind us, inside the NBA ESPN edition debuts tonight. I liked last night, T-Mac, Vince Carter, and Carmelo. I loved those guys together. That's like my generation in the NBA.
I didn't get a chance to see that part of the
game. It was pretty cool.
I thought Tirico was really good with Reggie Miller, too. Like, they did a great job on NBC last night.
Mac hates Reggie Miller.
I'm sure he does.
Did you say we had a text about Jaden Daniels on the text line?
Yeah, from the 816, it said, speaking of Daniels being injury prone, I started calling him RG4.
Take the week.
RG4. Well, Bob's got a new name he's calling him.
He loves beer and chewing tobacco.
Yep.
He knows Bobby Bowden. He knows Pete Carroll. He likes a 3-4 defense. He's Jay Binkley. He loves beer and chewing tobacco, football and boobs. He knows Bobby Bowden. He knows Pete Carroll. He likes a 3-4 defense. He's Jay Binkley.
You better believe it, baby. You better believe it.
That hits better than Brett Veachtown, I think.
I mean, that should be a top. That should be a top 100 Billboard hit right there. Binkley, are you already typing up the contract for Rashee Rice for an extension?
You know what? Why not?
Money?
I was thinking about it, you know, when all the contract talk was about Karloftis and when they're going to sign Trent Duffy and with Trey Smith. I was like, what about Rashee Rice? This was when you knew the impending suspension was going to happen. And you're thinking, they still got another year left, but these things do happen early. But I was always thinking, who's Mahomes' guy? You think about these quarterbacks, they've always kind of had their guy. You know, Manning had two with Wayne and Harrison. You know, obviously Jerry Rice and Montana and Young and Duper and Clayton with Marino. But everybody had their guy. Like, who's the guy for Mahomes? Maybe it's going to be Worthy. Maybe he's going to have two. Maybe Worthy will be that guy too. But definitely Rashee Rice. I mean, he's on that field, just that connection with Mahomes. But it's certainly there. He had a great offseason with him. He was working out with him in the offseason. They built up that rapport. And that's the guy he trusts. I mean, certainly that is the guy he trusts. And look mm-hmm. at this offense. And obviously, he got better with Xavier Worthy coming back. Rashee Rice takes it to another level. And I just think it'd be reasonable. I mean, Rashee Rice can't command, which you always worry about receivers commanding top receiver money like Tyreek Hill got. And you see the exploding market of wide receivers, but he's already got the suspension. Like, he's already got that one knock by the NFL that might hurt him in free agency. The fact that he has been suspended before, that I think they has that one strike on him in the NFL, and the Chiefs have been incredibly loyal to him. He's been loyal to the Chiefs. He's loyal to the community. He's been a great guy for the team. So, yeah, I think Rashee Rice would make a lot of sense going forward for the Chiefs, because once Kelce leaves and he retires, who's Mahomes' guy? Because we all know it's Kelce now. But it's starting to be Rashee Rice as well. So just that connection with those two, I think it'd be a reasonable contract for the Chiefs, and it's kind of Mahomes' right-hand man.
You know, you were talking about who's going to be the next guy for Patrick Mahomes. Maybe we don't need to determine who's going to be the guy, the next guy. Maybe there isn't that next Travis Kelce, but there are a bunch of guys that are there. You know what I'm saying? Like, not the guy, but you got four or five guys now that you can count on. You know, like with Montana, you had Rice and John Taylor, and then obviously you go to the Rams and you have Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt and all of that kind of stuff. Like, a lot of those good offenses over the years had two really good wide receivers. I think we're more set up that way to have great wide receivers going forward than worrying about maybe who that guy is for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, I think so, but it's almost perfect though, because it's going to be a reasonable contract. I mean, clearly you can't go out and set the mark when you've had a six-game suspension. You know, you've already got that one strike against you. And just the rapport that they've built up and the way they constantly work out, they're on the same page. Like, they have been. Just like when Rice caught that ball and he's pointing to his, you know, face mask about the no-look pass from Mahomes. He just gets it. They just in unison together. And I think there'll be a push coming forward here, like, hey, let's bring in Rice for that other contract. Because typically you don't do that, and you got to be careful with wide receivers, you know, get over $30 million a year, and you have to worry about it. But I think it'd be a very reasonable thing, and it's clearly, to me, you see the connection with he and Patrick Mahomes.
Binkley, you look at this team, and pretty even on both sides of the field, offense and defense. Which unit do you have more fun watching?
You know, the offense has been fun lately just because we haven't had fun the last 2 years when they've been middle of the pack and scoring offense. But, yeah, but I still say the offense right now because we haven't seen it in a couple of years. We've seen this defense do this since 2023 with that scoring defense. I mean, with their fourth in scoring defense last year, second in scoring defense 2 years ago. They're up to sixth right now. So it's kind of what they're doing. I think the defense kind of didn't get the respect that it deserved against the Raiders. Clearly, everybody's talking about the offense, but that defense, you know, the three first downs and things like that, it gave up the Raiders. But I'm having a lot more fun with this offense. It's fun seeing the kind of things that this offense is doing, the 370 yards a game, top five in both offense and defense. That's fun. But the scoring offense, to me, when they went, they've almost gone up 10 spots. They've gone up 9 spots, 26.6 points a game. You're starting to hover around there when, you know, early Mahomes, they came in there, when the Chiefs were averaging 30, the only team in the league to go 30, or averaging 29. They're slowly creeping up to that point where they're getting there. And we kind of saw that even before this game when they had three straight games where they had 95, at least 95 points, first time since 2021. But I think it's the creativity. And it's also some of the things that Andy Reid is doing offensively with his team. Mm-hmm. I mean, sure that Mahomes, you know, tricking the Raiders that he was going to snap the football. And
well, it never effing works.
What's that?
It never effing works, man.
But that was fun. But there was another play in that game that's not even getting any run at all. It's because they didn't score a touchdown on it because of a false start by Mike Caliendo. But the play by the goal line that they ran in on the Raiders was an unbelievable old single wing play. Now, they didn't spin around, but they had both quarterbacks in the backfield and both of them in three-point stance. Mahomes was in a three-point stance. Gardner Minshew was in a three-point stance. They snap at the Gardner Minshew, and he push passes there to the tight end to score to get a touchdown. But that play right there, you're going to see that variations of that. I mean, that was the single wing the way it used to be run, you know, in the early days of football.
Yeah.
But they'll be spinning around because typically those are spinner backs with a single wing back there. So look for the Chiefs to be in the same formation. There's a million different things that can run off of that. But you saw the look on Andy Reid when Caliendo false started because that would have been a touchdown for the Chiefs using the single wing. So a play's kind of under-talked about, but keep looking for this. Seems like they like to experiment on the Raiders, which is funny.
Yeah, well,
like, hey, we got something.
You got an opportunity. Who else are you going to experiment? I mean, they're terrible. I mean, it's like a high school team. It's a JV game, you know, when you play those guys. But Dusty and I were actually talking about that before the show. And, you know, they're going to run a lot of that Delaware wing tee. You got your GM and your offensive coordinator both played for the guy who invented the offense at the University of Delaware. And the only reason I know that is because that's what we ran in high school, because it's a simple, easy offense to run that Delaware wing tee. Well, your GM was the quarterback or was the wide receiver in the Delaware wing tee offense, and your quarterback or your offensive coordinator was a quarterback. So, yeah, you are going to see some variations about that. You go back to high school, you know, or college and do some things that you had success with down there. Like, don't be surprised, Jay, if we see that play from Veach to Matt Nagy, where Nagy throws it down the sidelines. You don't think that one's going to be in the offense. You're wrong.
Oh, it was just so fun seeing both Mahomes and Minshew in the backfield. Both of them in three-point stance. So, figuring out they'll both be spinning around and doing a variation of that play to come. But it's funny that the Raiders are, the Raiders are easier than a practice.
Yeah, Binkley, big college game day this weekend. Vanderbilt, Mizzou in Vandy, number 10 versus number 15. Mizzou had the double OT win this past week at Auburn. Gotta love this matchup, yay or nay?
Yes, 100%. So, and you know the people at game day were sweating this thing out too because they needed two things to happen because I think they wanted to go to Nashville all along, even though, you know, a lot of people are screaming the number one FCS and number two FCS team are playing. That would have been a good game for them. But when Vanderbilt gets the win, all they needed was Missouri. They needed Missouri to beat Auburn. Auburn's had three straight losses. They got their four straight. What a crazy game that was. Missouri had several chances to win that football game. It was not great at the end for them. They finally got it done, but, man, they had plenty of opportunities to win. But how about Vanderbilt? All of a sudden, you're looking at maybe the winner of this team game going on to the college football playoffs. Who would have ever thought Missouri or Vanderbilt, well, especially Vanderbilt, in the playoffs? They're a top-10 team for the first time since 1947. Right? So right after World War II. That's how long it's been that Vanderbilt's been a top-10 team. But this is fun, but it's still a tough road for these guys. I mean, Vanderbilt has to go to Texas the following week in Missouri. Well, it depends on what A&M does this week, but if Missouri wins this game, they have an undefeated Texas A&M the next weekend if A&M can beat LSU. So it's a lot of fun. They've really slowed down the running. Ahmad Hardy not dominating games anymore, had that streak over 100 yards a game, last two. He's only gotten the 50, so Missouri needs to get back to running the football with Ahmad Hardy. I mean, that's where the bread and butter is.
Well, then you also have the Sunflower Showdown that I'm sure you're championing the bid to watch.
Sunflower Showdown be 11 o'clock. I think this is big for both these coaches, especially Chris Klieman, and keeping that job moving forward. I mean, Sunflower Showdown, Kansas State's won 16 straight of these. And to the point now where it kind of makes their season, not getting to a bowl game, you know, not winning that bowl game or not getting to playoffs. At this point, it's about winning this game. It's really the only thing that can truly matter to this team, even far so than going, you know, to the Independence Bowl or whatever. It's winning this game and beating your in-state rival. So in that respect, I think it's a pretty even game too. Kansas State's certainly feeling better their last game. They started doing more Kansas State things. They actually scored twice on defense. And for Kansas, it's about, you know, stopping the run. They're the worst team in the Big 12 in stopping the run. But I think this would make each team's season, because it's gone a little bit rough so far, but beating your in-state rival, I think that'd be both big for Kansas and Kansas State.
Well, Bink, enjoy the Oktoberfest beer, the Oktoberfest season, because the winter lagers are right around the corner, and so is the December schedule. We'll talk to you again next Wednesday.
Yes, Mother's Winter Grind Beer comes out next week. Very excited about that. But I'm actually excited about waking up. It's actually cold. Yes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I like this weather. This is chilly weather, but mm-hmm. Dusty, like you were talking about your chili.
That's right, baby. All right, Binky.
Binky,
we'll
you can open a
week.
Can of Hormel and enjoy tonight?
You know what? Why not? Because I can't cook, so I might as well just open up that can. You know what I mean?
Can of whoop-ass. All right, Bink.
That's right.
Love you, brother.
All right, guys.
It's Jay Binkley. He said something interesting about Rashee Rice. Plus, we get into a futures bet that maybe you would place today. I don't know. I'll give you mine. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Isaiah Pacheco, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.